After 2 days of leaks from his campaign that Barrett was running and Barrett interviews with select reporters, Barrett's news conference yesterday was anticlimactic. Still, he took a few questions from the news media and shed some new light on the issues. Asked whether Democrats will have a hard time staying in office during difficult economic times, Barrett said,
I think people recognize that the problems that we have in this state, in this nation, didn't begin in January, they didn't begin 4 years ago, they didn't begin 8 years ago. These are problems that have been building literally for decades. And I think what people want now is they want us to work together and not to have partisan solutions.
Barrett says creating jobs does not come from hard left or hard right ideology. Barrett's attempt to fashion himself as a political moderate may leave progressive Democrats feeling less than enthusiastic about his candidacy. Union activist Jerry Papa held up a sign at the news conference that said, "Hands off MPS." Papa says Barrett's attempt to grab mayoral control of the Milwaukee public schools angers union members.
I think Mr. Barrett is going to find out that there are going to be people in organized labor that are going to obviously question his qualifications for governor, where in 2002 we wholeheartedly supported him.
Papa says he's not backing any Republican in the governor's race and says it's time for a third-party candidate. Later this morning, some Democratic lawmakers plan to unveil another alternative to Barrett's MPS takeover proposal. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.